I mean, I think, of course, anytime, you know, you get a chance to go in like I did last week and then not get the nod the next. I mean, sure, I think just being competitive, there's a little bit of disappointment. But at the same time, like I said, after the game on Sunday, I completely trust Coach Pettine with this team, and I think he's put us in the right situation moving forward consistently. And I think in his mind, that's what he did this week. So I trust Coach Pettine, and I'm back to doing my job like I've been doing the last 14 weeks. I think I need to continue to prepare like I have every week now maybe even overly prepare a little bit, and now that I actually did get a chance to go in and broke the ice of sitting like I had for the first weeks of the season. So I'm just continuing to stay ready, and if I get thrown in there again, just be ready to come out and perform and have some success, hopefully. I mean, I think it's part of it. I think you look around the league week after week and year after year, and it continues. Rookies get adjusted by making mistakes. I learned a little lesson, obviously, on Sunday, and hopefully won't make that same mistake going forward. Very, yeah. I mean, I think me and Brian both handled it the best way that we could. I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth or speak for him, but I know me. I trusted in Coach Pettine and trusted Kyle and Dow and everybody who had their hand in the decision, and moving forward just like we would any other week, and we're focused on Indy. You know, obviously, when Coach Pett, he had to break the news to both of us. So he just called me in, kind of sat down and explained why. And I was very understanding of that we're going to continue to go with Brian. But I think I obviously came out last week and showed that I could come out and play a little bit. And we had one successful drive and one that, based off a bonehead play by me, one play kind of killed it. So some good things and some bad things taken away from last week. And I think he kind of just reiterated that. I don't know if it's necessarily that as much as I see myself progressing as the year goes on. And I feel like I'm seeing things a lot better. I'm getting used to the terminology, and it's beginning to come kind of second nature. And I figured that would be the case as the weeks went on and the days continued to roll by and get more comfortable with everything. But more than anything, I'm most excited about that. Yeah, I mean, Brian's a very competitive guy, a guy that wants to go out and compete and wants to go out and be successful. So he's going to prepare this week the way he has every week the rest of the season, if not a little more, and come out and attempt to play very well. And obviously you can't tell how someone's going to play until the game actually comes. So we'll see on Sunday. But I know Brian's going to prepare this week like a pro. You know, it was fun. You come off the field last Sunday and you have a kind of a new sense. I mean, it was my first snaps really in an NFL game. Kind of getting the offense handed to me for those few drives and getting a chance to score my first touchdown in the NFL. And that's a big deal, I mean, for anyone coming into the league. And for me, I was extremely excited. But at the same time, once we moved on from that, watch the film, put it behind us, and get ready for the next week. And even though the past couple of days we obviously didn't know what was gonna happen, I mean, you still prepare like you might be the starter. And I think you go back to our Cincy game, and we had a lot of success and played extremely well that day. It all starts with our run game, and it all starts up front. And I know those guys are busting their tail, and it's just the slightest things, whether it's a missed track or a call or whatever it could be, little things can really mess up the whole rhythm of a play, I guess we'll say. So just continue to stay on top of our run game, establish that, and from there it really makes the job a lot easier on the quarterback, and it makes the offense run a lot smoother for sure. I mean, being here the whole season, getting to watch the whole season has benefited me greatly. So honestly, when I got a chance to go out there and play, shake the nerves off a little bit, shake the rust off a little bit, at the same time after that, it was just go out and play. And I was thinking about enough other things, and being in a road situation thrown in the fourth quarter like that was just really fast, kind of quick, and it all happened so fast, and just didn't get a lot of time to think. And I think that's what benefited me more, is just going out and playing. You know, I didn't have a feeling either way. I know I felt like I came out and I did what I was supposed to do and be prepared and come in the game and lead us down the field and be competitive is what I want to do. And I want to show, even through practice, even after this, that my mood hasn't changed and I'm not taking this lightly. And all this is going to do is motivate me to come in here to work every day, come to practice, and continue to try and elevate my game to where next time there's a situation like this, maybe there's no doubt. I mean, hopefully it was tough on them. I mean, obviously, he's a head coach. He's able to handle situations like that. So hopefully I did make it hard on him. And hopefully those guys see that when I come in here, I'm very serious about this game. I'm very serious about this team. But more than anything, I want to win. And that was the big disappointment, obviously, from Sunday and moving forward. But whatever and whoever puts us in the best position to win week after week. I trust Coach Pat with that decision, and that's all anybody in the soccer room wants. Yeah, I mean, when you look at the film, it's never as good as you thought it was, but at the same time, it's never as bad if you had some negative coming out of the game as well. So I felt like I did some good things and did some things I could have done a little bit better. I mean, obviously, it's only a handful of plays, so really just take that and try to move forward and make sure I don't make some few of those mistakes that I did again. And at the same time, I think I showed that I can get thrown in to any type of situation like that. And kind of when you drop like a kid into the shallow end, he'll hopefully figure his way out of swim eventually. So they kind of dropped me in. I think I handled the situation as best as I could. And like I said on Sunday, I'm very thankful for the guys I did have around me in the offense and the veteran guys that we do have in this locker room to make it really easy on a rookie like me.